We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Dav Ches Omer Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top, four lines from the top. It says in the Pasuk that Lo Sakiru Ponim Bamishpat, Kakotoin Kagodol Tishmoun. Lo Saguru Pnei Ish Ki HaMishpat Lelekim Hu V'Adavash Yukshem Ikem Tekrivun Eilai Ushmativ. A Pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Devarim. So it says that he told the Dayanim, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Dayanim that when it comes to a big Din Torah or a small Din Torah, Tishmon, all the same, Amar HaShlokesh, Sheichavav Alecha Din Shal Pruta K'din Shal Me'emana. It should be precious to you, the Din of a Pruta, the same like 100 mana. So Amar wants to know, L'may Hilcha, so what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Dayanim, which Halacha? Yilem Ale Yunibay Umifsikei. If it means that you should be careful to pass correctly and be ma'ayin, make sure you're saying the right psak, pshita, of course. What's the difference between pruta and me'emana? Everything more, alalak dume. That you would think maybe the 100 mana goes first, even though the one who came to the pruta came first, maybe she should first service the one who's the din tire is over 100 mana, kamashlon. No, you still do the pruta first. Break the mashah. Why is that better? Like, isn't that possible also? Like, why should, because these 100 money should be first? What's behind that? Rasha has a mahalach. The Ben Yehuda mahalach is like this, that you would have a mina, that you should first, what's the problem of waiting for the Din Torah? Maybe by the time you get around to it, that you lose the Edim, you lose something. So, there it's a hefse meruba, if you don't take care of the Din Torah on the big money. So maybe you should do that first, because before you lose the Edom, the Edom are going to leave. So therefore, maybe you should do that first. Kamash will know that even though the Tzad Hefsid, the big Hefsid, you still go and do the Din Torah on the Pruta first. That's the Mahalach of the Ben Yehuda. The Mashah is the Mahalach. The Mashah is talking, is handling that you don't get paid really to be a dying, but you're allowed to take Schar B'Telo, which means you're allowed to take money for the time that you've been a Vatel, you could have done something else. So he says that if you're making a Din Torah on a Pruta, you can't even take Schar B'Telo, because then there won't be any money left. The whole Din Torah is on a Pruta. So maybe since you're getting money, or at least getting paid for the Me'a Mana, maybe you should do that first. Kamash Mon, you still do the Pruta first. Ayin Shom and the Mashah. So the Pasuk said further, let's go to Pnei Ish, and we already dashed in this Pasuk before. Amar Chanan, Al Tachnas Avarecha Pnei Ish. Don't be scared of anyone, and don't be machnas. Don't keep in your words because you're scared of someone. Just say what's on your mind if you're the dying, or if you're someone listening to the dying. If you know something in the halacha, say it. Ki Mishvot Lekim Hu, Mishvot Ta Hashem, what does that mean? Amar Chom Rav Chanina, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Loi Dayin L'Risham, Shnoit L'Mizem, Mam V'Nes L'Mizem. It's not enough that Risham take money from this person and gives it to that person, Shloikadin. This is a Dayan who is a Rasha. What he does, he's stealing money from Reuven, giving it to Shimon. Not only that, El Shematrichin Oisi Lahachsim Mamul Bailov. He's making it hard for me, Akash Baruch Hu says Kaviyachal, that I have to now return that money back to the Bailam. So what Kamishla Kim Hu is that this Dayan who do something wrong is making Akash Baruch Hu work harder. Now, really, the Achorin already asked, what does it mean? Because Baruch Hu doesn't have to work. It's Matzrichin, I said. So anything Shloike Derech HaTeva is called Tircha, and Akash Baruch Hu saying, you're making me do something Shloike Derech HaTeva, get the money back, because you stole the money. And the Pasuk says further in the same Pasuk, V'adovash yikshem mikem ta'kriv malayu shmativ. Om Rav Chanina v'tem Rav Yeshi, adovah zeh nenesh Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got an oinish for this, because it sounds a little bit like Gaivadik. You know, anything you have shver, come to me. Ta'kriv malayu shmativ. So, and because of that, he got an oinish. What was the oinish? And now it says, when it came to the Nachlois, that the Bnei Slavcha came over to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. And it says, V'yakriv Moshe es mishpoton l'fnei Hashem. You have to go ask Hashem. So and he didn't say the parasha for himself. Yet the parasha was said because of the Bnei Slavchad. And that was the Oynish to Moshe, who says, I know everything. And therefore the Oynish was that he did not know and say over from himself the parasha of Nachlois, the parasha of Yerusha, until Bnei Slavchad asked the question. Masl of Nachma Yitzchak, what's the title on his words he says? He says, but Dovash Yuksha Mikem, Tikrun Eli, Ushmativ. It doesn't say of Vashmi Echem. Don't say I'm going to tell you. It says I will go in here. If I care, it's not a lotion of Gaiva. Maskul of Nachmi. So Miksev Vashmi Echem Veshmativ Ksev. It says the Moshe Rabbeinu says, and anything you have shver, come to me, Ushmativ, and I'll go If I don't know, if I learned it, I'll teach it to you. If not, I'll go ask Hashem. It doesn't say that, and I'll let you know, like I'll tell you the answer. He didn't say that. Vashmiyechem would sound like, anything shver, come to me, I'll answer you. It doesn't say that. This is Ushmativ, Ksiv. If I learned it, I learned it. V'loi, I'll go learn it. So, Rav Nachman Yitzchak argues on this whole premise that there was a Taina Moshe Rabbeinu. So Shaila, so why was the parasha of Bnei Slavchad said Aydei Bnei Slavchad, parasha of Rusha said Aydei Bnei Slavchad and not Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu himself? Elke Netanya, Ruya parasha's Nachlois Shtikas Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu. Betzem, the parasha of Yerusha of Nachlois should have been said Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu. Ella, Shezachu Bnei Slavchad v'nichtav al yadam. They were Zeiche that the parasha was written on Aydei them. And what was the reason? Because they were mechavim as haaretz. They showed a love for the land, and because of that, they were zeicha al tzachos that the parasha was said ayidei them. And the same thing, the next parasha, different parasha. Ruya ha'isa parasha mekoshesh shetuchasha to shetuchasha v'dei Moshe Rabbeinu. The parasha mekoshesh, we were not sure which misa to give someone's mechal Shabbos. Only after the story of mekoshesh, they put him into. Jail, and then they wait to see which misa he was supposed to get. So really, he was supposed to send a day maisha directly. A day maisha Rabbeinu. El sheschayiv mekoshesh v'nichtava yodoi l'lam nidcha shemegalgam choyva aydei chayiv v'schus aydei zakai. The mekoshesh was a choyv, a terrible thing, and I did that terrible thing. He was zoicha, quote unquote, to be, that the parasha was said al yodoi and aydei maisha because the chayiv followed him. The bad news followed the person who did something that's not proper. He was b'chal Shabbos, and therefore the parasha of skilo was said aydei him chayiv aydei chayiv. And zchus of the zaka is the v'noi slofchad who b'chav esaretz. There was zecher the parasha nachlis was said aydei them. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk further on in parashas devarim. It's grabbed the pasuk before. It's pasuk tazayin. Vatzava eschem be'esahi leimar shamoya bein achechem u'shvatem tzedek ben ish v'noch v'en geri. We learned this before, part of this passage. Now, what's the lashon vatzava eschem vatzava es shoftechem be'esahi? That sounds like that I commanded the shoftim to teach Klai Yisrael the halachas. V'ksiv, but there's another pasuk in pasuk Yuches, which is two pasukim later. Vatzava eschem be'esahi is called varmashtasun, that he taught Klai Yisrael all the things he has to do. So if you're teaching Klai Yisrael, why do you have to tell the Dayanim to teach Klai Yisrael? What you need is two things, two Va'atzava. Om Rav Elazar, Om Rav Simloi, Azara Letzibur Shetehei Emes Dayan Alehem. One was Azara Letzibur, that they should fear the Dayan, the judge. V'Azara Ledayan, Sheyisbol HaTzibur. And it's Azara to the judge that he should be soivel the Tzibur, tolerate the Tzibur. Ad Kama, how much? Om Rav Chonim V'Tim Rav Shamsoi, Kashi Yisa Oymen Es HaYoynik. Like a mother holds a child, you have to be patient. No matter how many times this din comes to you, you have to be patient to be soivel. Just like by a child, a baby, he's always very needy all the time. Same thing, that even though tzibur is needy and the same exact shayla always, you have to give them having a masunim b'din. You have to be patient with them. You have to be soivel the tzibur, just like oimen as a yoinik. Ksiv. The pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yehoshua now to be the new leader, right before Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. So it says in the pasuk, "V'yikom Moshe LeYeshua v'yemer lav la'ene kol Yisrael chazak ve'amatz ki ata tavoy es ha'om hazeh la'oretz asher nishba Hashem la'avoyisom losh lahem v'atan chilan oisom." And losh is ki ata tavoy es ha'om, and tavoy sounds like you're going to go with them, which means you're going to go with the shivim zakenim. And you're not going to be a leader yourself like a dictator. You are going to be together with the Shivan Zakenim. You make decisions. You're not going to rule with an iron hand. You're not going to be like a melech. But it says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to Yehoshua, it says in the pasuk that Ve'itzavis Yehoshua benum v'yoyim chazak ve'amotz ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael el oros. Not tovoi, tovi. Which means you're going to schlep Klai Yisrael yourself. When Moshe told Yeshua that he's the new leader, he said, "You and this kingdom with the dar, with you will bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael." I'm like, "Karis Baruch Hu, no, it's not going to be you with this kingdom. It's you yourself. Toil Malkal v'hach al kod kotom. You take a stick, hit them on the head. They're going to listen to you. You're in charge. Dabar echa ledar, v'ein shnei dabar ledar. One leader for one king for a dar, not two. The success in a nation is if you have one leader and not two leaders. Zotim varavaita. Says in a brisa like this, a cryptic brisa. Tano, zimun b'shloisha. Zimun's with three. Mara asks, my zimun. Ilim a birka zimun. It means that when you bench, you have to have a mezumen, where you have one person who leads the benching. And so that's what it means. You need three, in order to have the birka zimun, you need three people. So is that what the brisa means? Vatayim to the brisa. Zimun u birka zimun b'shloisha. So you see, zimun is not birka zimun. Maybe this Bryce is saying Zimun, which is what? Birka Zimun. So my Zimun, Birka Zimun. Vatayin, the Bryce says clearly it's two separate things. So the Bryce says Zimun Bishloisha and Birka Zimun Bishloisha. So we see Zimun is something else. What is Zimun? El my Zimun as Muni Ladin, which means when you call someone to Adin Taira, Hazmana Ladin, which means you are calling him, you're inviting him, you're bringing him to Din Taira, you have to invite him b'shem three dayanim. Ki hodam arava. Hani beit tlosa dayani, the yashri va'ozo, shlichal de beidina. There were three people, three dayanim, who were sitting, and they had to call someone to Din Taira. And va'ozo shlichal de beidina va'omar mepuma dechad. And the shliach of the Bezdin went and called the defendant b'shem only one of the dayanim. Lo omar klom. It doesn't work. It's not a hazmana. Ad amash made the kulu. You have to say v'shem all three. So that's what zimun means. Zimun v'shem means hazmana lebezdin is idea three people. It's interesting that the brisa puts in hazmana lebezdin together with birka zimun, which I don't have a pshat exactly what the hemshech is like. I guess they're both the same words. So we put it together in the same brisa, but interesting. And in any case, the halach is when you make hazmana lebezdin, you have to be v'shem the three dayanim. But the Gemara says, "Hani mili." That when do you have to say that I am bringing you to Bezdin, b'shem three dayanim. When do you have to say that? Hani mili beloy yom edina. If it's not a regular day of Bezdin, which means it's not a Monday or Thursday, but yom edina, if it's a Monday and Thursday, less lomba, you don't have to speak out that I'm coming b'shem to Bezdin because mistama you're a shliach of the Bezdin because they're sitting together, and therefore you don't have to speak out I'm coming b'shem to three because today's the day of Bezdin, and therefore you probably are coming b'shem the three dayanim. So the Gemara Vaita. In the Mishnah it said, Tashlumei Keifo is b'shloisha, with three dayanim. And Tashlumei Keifo is actually a knas. When someone steals, he has to pay double. This is different than gzeila. Gneiva, something does when he's not seen. He goes to someone's house in the middle of the night and steals his pocketbook. The halacha is, you pay keifo. Sholcha Rav Nachman Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman by Yaakov. Yilamdeinu Rabbein, teach me Rabbi. Dine knosis b'kama. How many dayanim you need for knosos like kefal above a chamisha? So, frankly, the Gemara, Maikabai, what was the shayla? Maikabai, le ha'nan tanam b'shloisha. So, first of mishnah, just three. You need three dayanim. Ela shayla was yachid mumcha kamabai le. Remember that we said before that if someone's a mumcha le rabbim, he could pass the dinim amenus. So, is that referred to maybe that's only by doyis v'halvoyis, or maybe even something like a knas, like a kefil, also a mumcha is enough. Wo be tzad, yeah. So if you look at the Mukhi Yosef, he explains that the reason why we say that a mumcha rabbim is enough by a voice vayda is because it's very common. It's a very common thing to happen. If they always find three mumchim, or three dayanim, that's a big job. So maybe here it's enough to have one mumcha l'rabim, just like we find by avoyis v'adoyis. That's what Mukir is the shayla. He says that he also gets involved if we hold ear of parshius or not. And he says, "Umiu svir le gzelus v'chabalos dektani gzelus abam k'ar chabalos tani mshum da'av midi lo shichi b'ni mumchen." That in gzelus v'chabalos mumchen is because that's lo shichi. Avu b'gzelus de shichi v'shloisha adyei de sagi. Maybe even off of three. And b'shmalkim abayulam b'knosos the shchichi avdu nami tekanta b'shloish adyotis v'yachid mumcha. The shaila is that something that's more common, maybe you're allowed it to be either three adyotis or one mumcha. It's just like you find by haidois v'halvois, that's enough for this. Maybe it's enough with a mumcha or with three adyotis. What about knosos? That's the Gemara shaila. Read inside. Ayachim mumcha abayulam don di neknosos eloi amalei. Tanisu, Shulik Kevah Shemach Mishav Shloisha. My Shloisha. What does it mean Shloisha? Ilim Shloisha Adyotos. Ha'oma Avua Da'avuch. the father of your father, Shmei the Rav, said over, I feel as Sarah, even if it's 10, Vahina Deyotis, Psulim Dina Knossos, it's apostle. El Mumchen, it has to be Mumchen. And how much, what does it say? Three. Become a Shloisha. So Avada, when it comes to Dina Knossos, you need three Mumchen, it's not enough. Three Deyotis, not enough one Mumcha. And it's different than Adoyis Vavoyis, that there we allow you to have three Hadjaitis or one Mumcha. Masha'enkein, Knossos needs three Mumchen or three, it needs three mumchen, and one mumcha or three adjectives does not work.